The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Granillo!
Hey, Dory, what's up?
Welcome back!
Thank you. I missed you.
And we missed you.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I understand the company policy.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
So you have a baby.
Yes.
And you get paid leave until the child goes off to college?
That's about right, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds about right.
This is a...
What a great
I
company.
Break out a couple more.
That's what I'm saying. You could also adopt at this point and get the same company leave policy.
Yeah.
Go for
Man.
It. Yeah.
How thrilled would that kid be?
Yeah.
We adopt.
Into a great household.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So how long was it? Seriously.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you get a total of 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the company and the state.
Yeah.
So I split mine up 6 and 6. So I was able to enjoy my now almost 7-month-old daughter and also my 4.5-year-old daughter.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good bonding
That's
pretty
time. Good.
Yeah.
Good personality, the 7.5-month-old.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing.
Starting
smiling,
to see some stuff already?
Smiling a ton, laughing. Yeah. We got her in the little baby walker now. And
nice.
She's good. Introducing some solids. That's a mess, as you can imagine. So
yeah, it's fun, though.
It is.
Can she shoot a jumper yet?
We're working on that part.
Okay.
She does have a good arm, though. I will say she's been slapping me in the face with her little baby toys.
So. Okay. All right. If you need any basketball help, you let me know.
Keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay. All right. But it's good to have you back in all seriousness. We missed you very much.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
All right, man. All right. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to the start of a new week, the dawn of a new era. I've been doing a lot of thinking this weekend because I did watch whatever that ridiculous travesty was a couple nights ago between, was it just last night? Patty Murphy and Tiffany Smiley. And, cause they never have an exchange. It's just, I'll ask you a question. You'll filibuster, then I'll ask you a question. So we didn't learn anything new from
Patty Murphy
after her 30 years in the Senate. From Tiffany Smiley, she had a strong night. So strong that I've been debating if I would make something I don't do lightly, if I would make one of the boldest predictions of my radio career. But when Tiffany Smiley tells her story, especially when Patty Murray tried to take shots at her and say that she's just a mouthpiece for the GOP, and it's like Murray's got nothing to stand on after 30 years. So she's just trying to attack a political newcomer who is coming at her with a full head of steam.
At 23 years old, I walked into my husband's trauma care unit at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. I had student loan debt. I had a car payment. And he had tubes coming out of every orifice of his body. He was in a coma. And that was my first experience with the bureaucratic government system. My amazing husband is in the audience with us today. And thank God I was a nurse because I wasn't afraid to take on the government and fight for him. I didn't know if I was going to meet him dead or alive, but I was going to be there. And unfortunately, the suicide car bomber that he was negotiating with in service to our country in Mosul, Iraq, had detonated his car and sent shrapnel through both of his eyes, so he would be forever blind. But I knew he still had purpose, and I fought for his life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I took on big government, and I won. He went on and became the first blind active duty officer to ever serve our country. We served for over a decade with him completely blind. And then I knew I had to go back and make it right for everyone else. So I took on the VA. I took another flight out to Walter Reed Army Medical, or out to Washington, D.C. And I took on the VA, and we passed meaningful reform for veterans that was so needed. So for me, it was truly in that fight that I knew we have so much more to fight for. I have a record of taking on big government and winning. My opponent doesn't. She works for Washington, D.C. She is the image of big government. Washington State deserves better.
It's a good opening remark there by Tiffany Smiley. I told you on Friday the latest numbers, which are pretty shocking. In a poll that the Seattle Times, and I think King Five's their polling partner on this. I could be wrong on that. But they did a poll in July, and then they just released one on Thursday. In July, Patty Murray was up 18 points, 52-34. Last week, Patty Murphy was up 4 points, 47-43. So Patty Murray had lost 5 points of support. Tiffany Smiley had gained 9 points of support. So that is a 14-point swing in just 2 months, and 10% are still independent. But what I did this weekend, because I try to always find you information you're not going to get anywhere else, is I really dove into the details, the analytics of both of these polls. And I came away believing that Tiffany Smiley is going to pull one of the greatest Senate upsets in the history of American politics. Now, am I predicting that? No. I was going to. I was thinking about it. But I do take statistics and probability very seriously. And a few weeks ago, I said that I thought Tiffany Smiley had a 5% chance. Now, if you look at the compilation of polls, Tiffany Smiley, Real Clear Politics, 538, they say that she has less than a 10% chance. I now believe that she has somewhere between a 40 and 50% chance, just based on my own personal statistical analysis. And I'm going to tell you how I've arrived at that. And if I see any movement, see, I'm not yet predicting that she's going to win. Now, that'd be bold. And if I was wrong, then, she was a super long shot. So, so I was wrong. But I don't like playing that game. I'm only going to predict she's going to win if I think she has a better than 50-50 chance of winning. I think she's really close right now. But let me tell you why I think she's close. When I dove into the analytics on these polls, there are only two things that matter right now to people in this region. And that is the economy and what's happening with their family budget. They know that recession is here. They've known that inflation has been here ever since Joe Biden took office. Recession is here. There are storm clouds like you can't believe. I talked one-on-one with all three of my daughters this weekend, and the conversation was economics in every one of them, because I'm very proud of all of them. They're all doing really well professionally, and they have, especially my two younger daughters, have grown up in a time where you don't have a job or you want to switch jobs, just go switch jobs. You'll find another. If you are outworking your competition, if you acquire a solid job skill set, you can just go find another job and keep climbing the ladder and keep getting more and more, you know, responsibility and managerial responsibility and all of that. I think a recession is coming. And I think it's going to be tough. And it's going to be especially tough for people in their 20s and 30s who have never experienced that before in their lives. If we do have even more layoffs in America, if people who have gotten extended trying to buy a house and now they finally have, you know, or they come to find that their job isn't there, their income isn't there, we could have some real storm clouds. So this is why, as I went into the analytics, I believe the only two issues that really matter to people are the economy and crime. It is something, both issues are touching every one of us throughout this region. To a lesser extent, the southern border, where millions of illegals are streaming across. On the southern border, Tiffany Smiley crushes Patty Murray. In July, when asked who would do a better job on the southern border, Tiffany Smiley defeated Murray 83% to 8. Last week, it was an identical 83 to 8. So Tiffany Smiley crushes Patty Murray on the southern border. Now, when it comes to inflation, this is weird because it should be a lot bigger. But in July, Tiffany Smiley was ahead on inflation, 54 to 30. She's now stretched that lead. She's now ahead 59 to 31. So she's gone from a 24-point lead to a 28-point lead on inflation. And again, that's bizarre, and that means we just have a lot of economically illiterate people, because Patty Murray is not the person if you're worried about inflation. That's pretty clear. And then when it comes to crime, Tiffany Smiley in July had a 51-31 lead, 20 points. Now, Tiffany Smiley's lead on crime is 69-24. She's gone from a 20-point lead to a 45% lead on crime. So if her campaign people know how to close the deal, if they know that the only issue, because nobody around here really cares about abortion, which is the only issue that Patty Murray can talk about, because everybody knows that Washington is not going to be an anti-abortion state. And everybody knows it's just a complete red herring that the National Democrat Party cooked up to try to salvage their efforts. And so they're trying to make it sound like it's something it's not. In Washington state, abortion's never going to be illegal. We're still way too blue a state for that. So on the issues that affect families, inflation, crime, southern border, the fentanyl that's pouring in, Tiffany Smiley is pulling away at a remarkable pace. And so that's what 538 and Real Clear Politics and all of these polls of pollsters either don't know or they won't tell you. And that is that things are much closer than anybody would have you believe. And that would be a key, because that would probably turn around the Senate here in the good old United States of America. So how desperate is it? So 2 weeks ago, the Democrats sent Jill Biden out here. Whew, that created quite a firestorm of interest. Nobody paid any attention. They sent Jill Biden out to hang out with her husband's favorite senator,
Patty Murphy.
And then last week, they sent the fake Native American, Elizabeth Warren. Did you see the pictures of that? They met at the old armory. We called it the food circus. At the Seattle Center. Did you see the crowd that Elizabeth Warren and the senator,
Patty Murphy,
were able to get? According to the Seattle Times, there was an estimated 200 people there. Woo! 200 people! Ow! And now, the smartest vice president in the history of the United States, Kamala Harris, is coming out on Wednesday. Nicole, I trust you've already put in the request, and we'll get Kamala live in studio for all 3 hours on Wednesday.
Yep, on it.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? If she wants to do a phoner, I'll do that.
Okay.
She doesn't have to come in studio.
Okay.
We'll do a phoner with her. Well, whatever they need. Whatever Kamala wants, Kamala gets.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, they're sending Kamala out. Of course, if the issue is crime, she was asked this weekend, why did you bail out murders and rapists in Minneapolis in that Minnesota bail fund?
I want to ask you, the Minnesota GOP is holding a press conference this afternoon to criticize you for your support a couple of years ago, before you were the vice president, for something called the Minnesota Freedom Fund that was really set up to help those who are arrested after in the aftermath of the George Floyd riots, help them get out. It's since been sort of more...
Okay, now I've got to go to the end, because Kamala has no answer for this.
And on peaceful protest. And I think that, unfortunately, what we're seeing is people are playing political games right now. We're 18 days away from midterms. And we have sadly not seen a lack of misinformation and disinformation.
Wow, what a liar. This is not misinformation. The tweet is still up. Kamala Harris was asking people to donate to the Minnesota Bail Fund. They got murderers and rapists out of jail who went on to kill again. So if crime is your issue, I have no idea why the great senator from our state,
Patty Murphy,
is going to want to stand next to Kamala, let's bail out the murderers and rapists, Harris. But that's their strategy. They are so desperate, they don't know where else to go. And then you got Joe Biden. What a weekend he had. He did an interview where he reaffirmed that, yes, in America, we should mutilate 13, 14, 15-year-old children.
But many states have lawmakers that feel like they can involve themselves in this very personal process. Do you think states should have a right to ban gender-affirming health care?
I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question and as a legal question. I just think it's wrong. You know, I think I was saying before we start.
As a moral question and a legal question. He supports no tattoos until you're 18. But mutilate, hack off the breasts of a healthy 13-year-old girl? Oh, nobody should have the right to question that. This is such insanity.
My son, my deceased son, used to be the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. He passed the...
Then he rambles on. You might be wondering, who's asking the questions of Joe Biden on this issue? The issue that when America's dealing with inflation, runaway inflation, with record high crime, with record illegal border crossings, and they arrange for Joe Biden to sit down with this guy's name is Dylan Mulvaney, a biological man who's a big TikTok star, and his big cause right before he went and interviewed the president of the United States.
Day 74, being a girl, round of applause for the makeup. And I wore this outfit shopping today, and I thought that these might be my new shop.
He's wearing a very tight leather mini skirt that shows a bulge. It's a big part of what this message is.
Shopping shorts. But I was walking around and everyone was staring and I was like, oh, okay, what's going on? And they were all staring directly at my crotch. And I went, oh, I forgot that my crotch doesn't look like other women's crotches sometimes because mine doesn't look like a little Barbie pocket. And I thought, okay, Dylan, you have some options here. Number one, you can stop wearing clothes that fit like this and just find looser fitting items. Number two, I can do a tuck, which is going to have to be a whole other video, but it's very painful and involved of a... Or number three, I just normalize it. And I wear clothes like this, and we all just normalize women having bulges sometimes. Because we're coming up on bikini season, baby, and you might see a bulge or two. So normalize the bulge. We are normalizing the bulge. Women can have bulges, and that's okay. We're not going to stare at their crotches while they're wearing their little shopping shorts at the mall. Oh, thank you. Love you. Bye.
Listen, Nicole, are you telling me that that person gets a one-on-one sit-down with the President of the United States, but you don't have anything confirmed with me, with Kamala, on Wednesday?
Shocking, I know.
Should I be trans for a couple days? Then can I get Kamala?
I don't know. Nah.
Huh.
I think you should get her anyway. I think she should.
That's...
Be ready and willing and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You love space as much as the next guy.
Yes. We can talk about seeing craters with my own eyes.
I'm going to use that.
Awesome.
You really love space. You
yeah, tell her
come
I love
on.
Space. Yeah. That'd be great. Okay, so that's where we're at. We got Tiffany Smiley. She's talking about crime. She's talking about inflation. Talking about the border. You got Patty Murray, who's talking about absolute nonsense. You got the President of the United States sitting down with a trans, let's embrace the bulge person, and saying, let's mutilate children. Has the decision ever been more clear in the United States of America of the direction two parties are going? And that's why I think Tiffany Smiley has a chance. Quick time out, and then we're going to continue live with our analysis of all the stunning stuff that's transpiring politically. Much more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Not only do we have all these political storm clouds, but a big reason we have so many political storm clouds is because there is a storm a-brewing around our kids. because what's happening in the schools is pure insanity. In fact, in the Fastest 15, I'm going to tell you that at least one Seattle school is only going to have parent-teacher conferences with black and brown parents. They're not going to have parent-teacher conferences with white parents, which is about as racist as things can get. But we actually found that things have gotten even more racist. Let's take you down to Olympia. Talana Reed has newly been appointed to the Olympia School Board. Now, you probably want to know a little bit about Talana Reed. Well, she's a community activist. She ran for the city council there in Olympia, and that didn't work out for her. Oh, and she hates the cops. F the police, she says. She calls them pigs. She encourages people who listen to her speak to tear bleep up, because she thinks that's how people will pay attention to you. If you start destroying either public or private property, which is a really good lesson for the school kids down in Olympia. I think it's great to have a school board member who's encouraging the children of Olympia to destroy property at school or at the home or business of somebody that they don't like. I think it's wonderful to teach kids how to hate police officers and vile names to call our cops. And perhaps you think I'm exaggerating about any of this. But as per usual, this is a check that I can cash. Because here's Talana Reed last year at a rally telling protesters. This is the new Olympia school board member, just appointed. And here she is talking to some of the protesters at a rally last year.
Can we say a couple names for just because the police? But I want to say their names. Breonna Taylor. And Yvonne McDonald. Both black women were murdered by the police. That's not okay. That's not okay. And so many more lives have been lost. And it amazes me.
And by the way, she's like Kishama Sawant. The cops were not charged with murder. They were not convicted of murder. But here you have somebody who's a new school, Olympia school board member, just saying it's murder, because this is a very important part of being a leftist these days. We have to teach kids that reality is whatever your opinion is. Men can get pregnant. Murder isn't murder, or murder is murder. Non-murder is murder. Reality doesn't exist. You're a boy? No. If you feel like being a girl, be a girl. Sky is blue? No. If you think it's green, that's green. Reality doesn't exist anymore among the left. And so they can say things that are patently untrue to try to rally people up, rile them up, to try to get them to destroy. You want to hear some more from your new Olympia school board member, Talana Reed?
Hey, that's not okay. And so many more lives have been lost. And it amazes me how those pigs can sit over there to watch us peacefully talk about what we want changed in this state.
By the way, because this was a rally, there were police officers there to protect Talana Reed and the other speakers. And did they do anything wrong? No, they were sitting there protecting their First Amendment constitutional rights to gather and to speak their mind. And in the twisted, sick mind of this human being, Talana Reed, she sees police officers sitting over there protecting her and protecting her First Amendment right to gather, to speak, and all she sees is this bloodthirsty rage. I can't believe they're sitting over there. I mean, this is craziness. And this is now on the Olympia school board.
Lives have been lost. And it amazes me how those pigs can sit over there to watch us peacefully talk about what we want changed in this state. It amazes me. And they don't pay attention until we tear up. So just see, before I get started, tear everything up in this city until they do what we want them to do. Bad potty mouth. No kids in here, right?
Yeah, no, you're a school board member now, so I guess your bad potty mouth is a factor. So, yeah, she was encouraging people to riot, to destroy public property, to destroy private property, and on it goes. Talana Reid, just appointed to the Olympia school board, but she can't believe that cops would just sit over there while we're rallying. Protecting your right. It's a very strange life when your prism is so consumed with bile and poison and hatred that it refracts everything you see into this darkness, into this hatred. But, you know, she can be what she wants to be. But can somebody in the name of God explain to me how someone like that gets appointed to the school board? And parents of Olympia, I don't care what your politics are. I know a lot of people on the left side of the spectrum who are good, moral, decent, honest people. We just disagree on some issues. But is this really the kind of bile that you want instilled in your children? And if it is, you should all be ashamed of yourself. And I really mean this. Every single parent of every single kid in Olympia Public Schools, if you are okay with this, then I wish you'd never had kids in the first place. Because you're doing kids a disservice. This isn't an opinion. This isn't some subjective talk show talking point. This is a fact. When you think that's okay, that's mainstreamed, to surround your kids with that kind of irrational hatred, you are greatly increasing the chances of irrational hatred in your child. And there are few things more reprehensible than parents who are okay with that. So I'll be ashamed. I'll be ashamed if you haven't spoken out about this. Talana Reid, Olympia School Board, congratulations as she climbs the ladder of hatred here in the Puget Sound area. All right, lots more still to come. Joe Biden doing a national television interview, and he dozed off in the middle of answering a question. This tape is not doctored. I will play you the audio coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. It was a very rough weekend for the President of the United States. And I know they're all rough when you are slipping into dementia, but it's accelerating. And the fact that the 25th Amendment hasn't been invoked before now is just a testament to how fully incompetent Kamala Harris is. They're afraid that a 60% Joe Biden is still more capable than a 100% Kamala Harris. But Joe Biden was doing, man, this weekend was brutal. So not only did he sit down with the Let's Talk guy, the guy whose big cause is normalizing women with bulges.
Nice the bulge. We are normalizing the bulge. Women can have bulges, and that's okay. We're not going to stare at their crotches while they're wearing their little shopping shorts at the mall. Ooh, thank you. Love you.
Okay, that's the person who got to sit down one-on-one with the President of the United States this weekend. So did MSNBC. Joe Biden, in the middle of answering a question, dozed off. Now, the visual is much more apparent, but I'll walk you through it. I got you covered here.
I have not made that formal decision.
He's asked if he's going to run again in 24.
I have not made that formal decision, but it's my intention. My intention to run again. And we have time to make that decision.
Dr. Biden is for it. Mr. President.
Okay, right there. So the reporter says, and Dr. Biden is for it. And Joe's eyes are kind of fluttering, and then they close, and then his head starts to drop. And then you hear the reporter say, Mr. President. Oh, because when he says Mr. President, Biden kind of wakes up, but he can't speak after that. It's really, really weird. So now that you know what the visuals are, so as Biden, when he says, is Dr. Biden for this? Biden starts to go nighty-night, eyes closed, heads drop. The reporter says, Mr. President. Biden kind of wakes up. You hear the reporter go, oh, and then Biden cannot speak because he was just nighty-night seconds ago.
Is for it. Mr. President. Oh.
Dr. Biden thinks that, my wife thinks that, that we're doing something very important.
He could barely get anything out after that. But this has been, you know, something that is clearly progressing rather remarkably for Joe Biden. And we're in a world that is very dangerous, and we have an absolute empty suit at the very top of the United States of America. Man, there's some contrasts out there. Carrie Lake, she's a Republican running for governor in California. They're trying to make trans issues a big deal down there. Her opponent says there are 47 genders. Carrie Lake was speaking at a rodeo this weekend. She had a pretty good line.
Katie Hobbs thinks there are 47 different genders. I'll tell you what, I'm not a biology major, but there are two genders, guys. Two. And where are the animals from the rodeo being kept? Somebody point. Is it over here? Since we're here at a rodeo, Katie, I've got a challenge for you, Katie Hobbs. Why don't you go out and try to milk a bull and tell me how that goes?
It's reality versus fantasy land. That's what's going on right now in this midterm election debate. And fantasy land is starting to lose across the country. Okay, we'll check the news for you here at the top of the hour. And then, next hour, a bear kills a woman in Leavenworth, so the state killed the bear. I'll talk with my outdoor expert about that and much more coming up here on the Dory Monson Show.